The first reading, Paul kind of teaches us that we should never miss an opportunity to share the gospel. I don't know if this guard was the one who, beat them with sticks or not, but either way, he brings them into the prison, right? And then the earthquake happens. And if it was me, I would have been like, ha, take that, right? And then run away. And you can imagine their response when Paul's like, actually, let's just wait here. And then when the guard, comes to, he's like, actually, no, hey, we're all here. And that movement of like not seeking revenge, not taking the opportunity to flee, knowing that the guard would kill himself, moves him so much, right, that Paul gets to baptize his whole household. I think there's two things that Paul has that allows him to do that. First, he's not just trying to save himself all the time, seeking his own interest, right? Even after he's been beaten and has a good reason to not like the guard, he doesn't seek revenge, right? Which is a very easy thing to do. And then secondly, because of that sort of like emptying of himself, he's able to see an opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus with this person, right? So the first kind of thing for us is to have that emptiness of self, and only then, right, we'll be able to see clearly, I could bring the gospel here. I could share Jesus with this person. And so let's ask for that grace to empty ourselves at this Holy Mass.